So are you ready for the word? I'm going to teach. I'm not going to preach. My goal is to inspire you. That's my goal, if I can inspire you. I'm going to teach about a principle of the kingdom of God. When we go to the scriptures, we see Jesus, the Son of the living God. He's an amazing teacher. Anything you need to know, you can ask him. And he will always 100% be correct because he is God Almighty. And I'm going to teach you about a principle. We are in this world, but we don't belong to this world. We belong to the kingdom of heaven, which is eternal. And there are laws. There are laws. There are principles established there by the king. And we must learn them. And we must, we learn them and we apply them and we act on them. Sometimes we try to define what is logic and what is God supposed to be. And that's a big mistake. We don't know what is God is supposed to be. It's impossible to know what is God is supposed to be. We must go to the scripture. We must go to the word of God and find out what is God is all about. That's the power of the Bible. It's so good to be in a place where they preach the mighty Bible, the mighty word of God. So I'm going to teach you about a scripture, about a principle. The title of my preaching is called Never Give Up. Never give up. Tell your neighbor, never give up. Now tell yourself, I will never give up. Say it again, I will never give up. And let's go to the word. I want you to see it with your own eyes. We go to Luke chapter 11, verse 5. And I'm going to show you a secret. As you treasure and as you put your attention in every single word of the Bible, revelation will come to you. The Holy Spirit will reveal Jesus to those who treasure Jesus. And to treasure Jesus, we must treasure his word. So as we're reading the Bible, you pay attention to every single word. And when I'm studying, I pay attention to every single word. And I establish a conversation with that word. Well, what do you mean teaching? What do you mean teaching? What do you mean about prayer? What do you mean? I establish a conversation. And then you'll see how the Holy Spirit will start revealing to you. So let's look together to the word of God. He says, Luke 11, verse 5. Then teaching them more about prayer. So this Jesus is teaching, and Jesus, the topic is prayer. Prayer is just a conversation with God. Prayer is just that you open your heart and you tell them how you feel. You tell them what you want. You tell them your mistakes. You tell them when you did it right. You tell them when you're happy. You tell them when you're not happy. You must be 100% sincere with God. That's what's prayer. Prayer is not a conversation that you plan in your head. Prayer is a conversation that is born in your heart. That you're true to yourself before God. When you're true to yourself before God, that is a powerful prayer. And prayer is a conversation that how you feel about your husband, how you feel about your wife, how you feel about your body, what you expect to have this year, what would you like to do. Just be sincere. The conversation doesn't have to be 100% correct, but it has to be 100% sincere. Right? That's prayer. So he's teaching about prayer. And he used a story. Here's the story. Suppose you went to a friend's house at midnight, wanting to borrow 3 loaves of bread. And you say to him, a friend of mine has just arrived for a visit, and I have nothing for him to eat. And suppose he calls out from his bedroom, don't bother me. The door is locked for the night, and my family and I are in bed. I cannot help you. But then I'll tell you this. Here's the teaching. But then I'll tell you this. Though he won't do it for friendship's sake, if you keep knocking long enough, here's a principle. If you keep knocking, if you persist, if you don't give up, if you keep at it, if you stand still and you don't let the storm to destroy you, if you stand still and you don't dare let the desert to gain on you, if you keep asking, if you keep believing, if you keep knocking at the door long enough, He will get up and give you whatever. You need because of your shameless persistence. So the teaching is about prayer. The teaching is about keep knocking long enough. And the Bible calls him shameless persistence. And so I tell you, this is Jesus. Keep on asking and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be open to you, for everyone who asks receives. Everyone who seeks finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be open. This is a powerful scripture because he's teaching about a principle in the kingdom of God. And persistence is a must. You cannot give up. This is the story of a very inconvenient petition at the wrong time. There's other translations that talk about children. The friend will say, "What are you doing here at midnight? My children are in bed. My family's asleep." But someone was in need. And this guy was a good friend. And he knew where the bread was. He knew that in the house of his other friend, there was the bread that he needed. You know, there's always more for you in the house of God. I want to tell somebody here that there is more for you in Jesus. There is more. God always has more. He is eternal. He is not limited. Don't ever put a roof in your faith. Always believe for more, because I tell you, there is more for you in the house of God. This is the story of a great intercessor. He was a great intercessor. He had a friend that had a need, and he says, "I know where the solution is. So let me go to the house of my other friend, and I will find for you what you need." It's a story of a great intercessor. He was asking for another friend. He was just asking for himself. Can I tell you that your family needs your prayer? Your husband needs your prayer. Your kids needs your prayer. Your pastor needs your prayer. Your mama needs your prayer. Your grandma needs your prayer. Your boss needs your prayer. Can I tell you that there is someone that you love that needs your prayer? So this is the story of a guy that he prayed for another guy. He was on it at any time. You know, true faith never sleeps. There is no bedrooms in the house of faith. Don't ever put your faith to sleep. What does that mean, Pastor Frank? When a trouble comes your way, you go straight to the house of God. When you made a mess, you go straight to the house of God. It is a mistake to say, "Wait a minute, let me put God on the side and let me trust the doctor first. Let me trust science first. Let me trust the professional first." No, no, no. You trust God first. You don't put your faith to sleep. Faith must be on 24/7. This guy had faith at midnight. That's good. God loves when you have faith in the moment of your greatest distress, in the moment of your greatest confusion, in the moment that you're talking to yourself and you're saying, "What the hell happened? What's going on here? Why is this happening to me? I don't deserve this. I go to church. the pastor preached a message and everything is going against what he preached, and I believe what he preached, in the moment that you doubt, in the moment that you despair, in the moment that you're afraid, your faith must be standing. Don't ever put your faith to sleep. Even if you feel weak, even if you feel confused, all he needs is a small seed of faith. He'll take it. That's enough for him. Real faith never sleeps. Jesus is teaching us about being persistent. Jesus is teaching us to not to give up. There is power on being persistent. We should never give up. We must be a group of believers that stand in faith all the way to the end. And God is pleased when he sees you standing in faith. God is pleased when he sees you keep praying for the same thing. When I talk about persistence, persistence is an attitude to be determined, to stand firm until you get what you're praying for. I have a granddaughter. I have two granddaughters. The older one, her name is Amelia. And when my wife and I, we pick her up, she's always asked me for the park. Or she always asked me for the dolphins. She goes, let's go see the dolphins. But we saw it already. Let's go see the dolphins again. And I like that. I feel happy when she does that to me. I will be very jealous and very mad if she does the same thing with others. I must have the exclusivity of her asking for the park and for to go see the dolphins. That is the same way with God. When you're in trouble, you go first to God, because he's a jealous God. And when you insist and insist and insist, he sees you as his children. I see my granddaughter as my granddaughter, because she insists, and she insists. I always say yes. The same thing with God. That is the type of relationship that God wants to have with you. God doesn't want from you to be a professional Christian. God wants from you to be just a child. And one of the characteristics of a true child is that they will persist and ask for what they want. Persistence is a form of faith. A faith that expresses what they want. And they don't give up. And I want this answer. And I need this answer. And I believe in your promise. And I stand in your promise. And I don't give up on standing on your promise. And I know what you have in your home. I know that you have bread in the home. And I need bread for my children. So I'm keep knocking. I'm keep asking until I have the bread for my children. That's persistence. And this is the thing. Listen to the Jesus' teaching about this in Luke 11:11. Look at with your own eyes the word. Luke 11:11. Your fathers. He's talking about fathers, right? This is Jesus, the words of Jesus. He's talking about fathers. You fathers, right? If your children ask for a fish, do you give them a snake instead? Or if they ask for an egg, do you give them a scorpion? Or of course not. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children. You give good gifts to who? To your children. How much more will your heavenly Father give you the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? But he will give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him as children. And those who have a relationship in prayer to the Father. God is a Father. The only reason, the main reason that Jesus died on the cross was salvation so the Father can have in eternity a bunch of children. So when you go to prayer, and you go to prayer as a child because you insist, a children will not give up. He will ask the same thing until he gets it. How many witnesses I have about that? I mean, we have three kids. Our number one kid, man, he was a debater. He could pray good to his mom. He will negotiate every single night. I don't want to go to bed at 8. I don't want to go to bed at 8. She says, it's 8 o'clock, let's go to bed. I don't want to bed. He insisted. All his life he insisted. Because that's what a children does. The thing is that it's a principle in the kingdom. You must insist. You must keep knocking the door. You must keep seeking him. You must keep asking because he's pleased with it. If you think about this logically, you say, but I don't want to bother God. But isn't that immature? No. I'm showing you in the scripture. It is a principle. Never give up. Never give up. Never give up in your dreams. In this scripture, he says, let's talk about fatherhood. And I want you to come to me in prayer and you address me as your father. I want you to ask me as your child. Because I need to experience from you that you are my child. And I want you to experience for me that I am your father. Persistent is a characteristic of a son and a daughter. It's very typical. God loves that. He loves to listen and spend time with his children. You are a child of God. And God loves to be your father. Don't come to him as a professional Christian. Don't come to him as a professional prayer Christian. Come to him as who you are. Be open, be sincere, but be persistent. Don't give up until you get what you're asking. When we are persistent in our prayer, while we continue asking and knocking and seeking, that is the kind of relationship that God wants. He knows that you need him. He knows that without him, we are nothing. And when he sees that you persist in getting him and asking from him and bringing his needs, bring him your dreams, bring him your situations, he likes that because it makes him feel like a father. He doesn't want to feel God before you. He wants to feel a father before you. In the relationship that he has with his church, it's not a relationship of the Almighty God and the creation. It's a relationship of the Almighty Father who happens to work as a God with his family, with his children. In the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 11, never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. Rejoice in your confident hope. Be patient in trouble and keep on praying. It says keep on praying. When God's people are in need, be ready to help them. Always be eager to practice hospitality. But it says very clear, work hard. We don't give up. We keep at it. And it says keep on praying. It means on a daily basis. We must have a correct attitude before God. According to your attitudes, that will be your decisions. According to your decisions, that will be your future. And the attitude that God is looking in his church is a church that they don't give up. That they can see evil on their left, evil on their right, death in the right, death in the left, but they stayed in the promise that he's the God of life, that he's the God Almighty, that he will have the last word. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 18, praying in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. This is how I do it. So I'm just going to give you a suggestion. So I wake up, I go to a place where I can be alone in my house. I put worship and I start talking to God. Hello, God, how are you? Hello, Father, how are you? I'm here. I don't know what to pray. I need more of your spirit. Your word says that if I ask good things from you, you shall give me more of your spirit. Invite the Holy Spirit to be in your prayer time. He will give you strength. He will tell you what to pray, what not to pray. He will give you wisdom. So always I establish an atmosphere of worship like the one we have here. And the first thing I do is, good morning, Father. I always address him as a father. Good morning, Father. It's good to see you. I want to hear from you. I'm inviting you. I'm going to ask a bunch of stuff. I know that you like it when I'm persistent. So I'm gonna keep asking for my children. I'm going to keep asking for my church. I'm going to keep asking for my finances. I'm going to keep asking for the lost. I'm going to keep asking for the prodigal sons. I'm going to keep asking for your wisdom. I'm going to keep asking for your presence. I repeat myself over and over, asking for what I need, for my personal needs, for my family needs, for the needs of the church. And I address him as a father. And I ask and I invite the Holy Spirit. And I say, Holy Spirit, I need you in this time. And as you continually do this on a daily basis, your life will change. In the scripture we just read, Ephesians 6:18, it says, stay alert and be persistent in all prayers. That word prayers right there in the New Testament is the Greek word aiteo. Aiteo means what hurt you the most. What hurt you the most. What is important for you. It might be your son. It might be your daughter. It might be your marriage. It might be someone that you love that is sick. It might be a situation that you feel lonely. It might be a situation that is important to your life. It's important for your well-being. It says in Ephesians, keep alert and be persistent in your ideals, in the things that you need the most. I need my family to be well, so I keep praying for my family. I need my son to be set free, so I keep praying for my son. I need my friend to be healed, so I keep praying for the healing of my friend. Those things that are close to your heart, those things that matter the most to you, are the things that you need to bring first in your time of prayer, are the things that you must ask the Lord. Listen, Father, this is hurting me a lot. This is very important to me. This is an aiteo. This is an aiteo. So I remind you every time that I need this situation solved. Your aiteo might be yourself, might be your character, might be the way you speak, might be the way you address to people that you're hurting people and you want to change. Bring it to the Lord. Be persistent. God will change you. There is more in the house of the Father for you. Never give up.
I only have 5 minutes, 10 minutes. The power of God is real. You're in this church. In this church, we preach a living, lovely God. There's no religion in this place. There's a mighty Savior, real and alive in this place. That's the God we worship. But let me tell you about the power of God that you need and I need. The power of God is a river. It's a constant movement. It's the movement of the Holy Spirit. The third person of the Trinity is the Almighty. Carries the Almighty power here with us. Is the Holy Spirit. And it's a river. You invite him always to your prayer. The power of God, which is a river, stands in the truth of Scripture. What I'm teaching today is a principle. This is not an exhortation. This is a teaching. I'm teaching you about a principle of the kingdom of heaven. And as Jesus said, those who ask will receive. Those who knock, the door will be open. Those who seek will find. There's another translation that said, those who speak in faith will make it happen. Those who speak in faith will open the doors. So it's a principle. We must ask. In the kingdom, we must ask. We must knock. We must persist in seeking. It's a principle. So the power of God flows where there's principles and the values of the scriptures are honored. In other words, you will do things God's way. You will know things the way of intelligence, human intelligence, or the human logic. No, we do it His way. We do it His way. Because sometimes I teach about this and people think, but repeating yourself, but doing it again, that's what Jesus taught. I do what Jesus taught. If we do it His way, we'll get it done. But if we do it our way, I don't know what's going to happen there. I want to make sure that it happens. So I do it His way. So I'm teaching a principle. We must be persistent. We must keep knocking. We shall never give up. Because God wants His children to be an army. God doesn't want His children to be a bunch of feel good, the feel good children. No, He's not into the feel good. He's not there. He wants to prepare you to be a leader. God wants you to be an eagle, not a chicken. Tell your neighbor, I'm not chicken. God wants you to be a leader. God wants your children to be a great leader. There is more in the house of God for you and for your descendants. So this is the principle. And in this principle, He forms us. He trains us. We become eagles. We become leaders. So we keep knocking. We keep asking. We keep seeking. We never give up. So the river, that power flows in the principles and in the biblical truth. Number one. Number two, this power flows when there is faith. You don't need to understand to have faith. You just need to make a decision. You said it. I trust you. I believe you. I do it. Even if my mind doesn't know what I'm doing, I'm going to do it anyway, because just it came from you, Jesus. Just the fact that came from you, it means everything. I don't need to understand it. All I need to know is that it came from you, Lord Jesus. I'll do it. That's faith. So the power of the Holy Spirit flow with the scripture is honor. Well, the biblical values are honor when there is faith. But the power of God flows when there is a man or a woman. Doesn't matter who they are, but they stand in asking. They stand in knocking. And they stand in seeking until they get the breakthrough. It is a principle. I'm going to finish with a story. It's in the Bible. It's in Luke chapter 18. You can read it at your home. It's a story of a widow. In the time of Jesus, widows were nobody. I mean, I don't mean any disrespect. I'm speaking the truth of the times. Widows, they end up in the street or in the as prostitutes if they were pretty. In the streets if they were not pretty. In the time of Jesus. A widow, they could not work. They had no money. I mean, most of them will die of hunger. So He shows a story using a widow. He said, there is a widow. She has a son. The son is in deep trouble. He has an issue with the court system. There is a judge. This judge is evil. He don't respect righteousness and he doesn't respect men. But this widow will go day and night asking for justice for his son. And she did it so many times that the judge got tired of her. And this is what Jesus say. So don't you think God will surely give justice to his chosen people who cry out to him day and night? The widow cried to the evil judge day and night. The evil judge got tired. The widow did not get tired. The judge granted the widow everything that she asked. Listen. The devil would get tired of you if you don't give up. The devil has the ability to get tired if you are persistent in your prayer life. She didn't stop asking. She came day and night. She was determined. She never gave up. She had nobody. She had no money. She had no lawyers. Nobody. She was all alone. But she has persistence. She never gave up. And Jesus used her to establish a teaching based on the principle of persistent prayers. Close your eyes. I'm going to ask to everybody to bow their head and pray. I'm going to make a call, an altar call. I want to tell you that God loves you. God loves you very, very, very much. He wants to be your father. He doesn't care about your past. He doesn't. But he cares deeply about your future. He has the ability and the will to give you a better tomorrow. You can trust him. He doesn't lie. He will never abandon you. He's a good God. The Bible says that we are all sinners. I am a sinner just like you. We all need to have peace with our Creator. God loves you and he forgives you. He forgives you, but there's only one way. His name is Jesus, the Son of the living God. There's only one way to eternal life. There's only one way to heaven. There's only one way to the Father. His name is Jesus, the one who died for you, the one who conquered the death, the one who is here today calling you. Sometimes we think that if we behave and we're good, you know, we do good things and good deeds, that's enough and we should go to heaven. But that is not what the Bible says. The Bible says that it's not that way. Sometimes we believe that we are religions. We belong to a religion. We practice a specific religion. That should be enough because I'm doing my part and that's enough. I can go to heaven because I did my part. I do my works. My religious work, and that's good enough. But that is not what the Bible says. It's not like that. The Bible says that those who believe in their heart, those who put their trust in the Son of God, in Jesus, the Bible says that those and those alone will be saved. You're here today because God is calling you. There's a new beginning for you. He loves you. Not only for you, for all your household. This has to do with you, but this has to do with your family and with your children. God is calling you. And I would love to pray for you. I will ask you to give me the opportunity and the great honor to pray for you. Those who are here that say, Pastor, I need God, I need Jesus. Pastor, I heard of him, but not in that way. Pastor, I want to make sure when I die, I want to go with him. Pastor, I open my heart to the Lord. I need God. Pray for me. I need Jesus. Well, if you're one of those, I'm going to ask you to just raise your hand. There in your seat, let me see your hand. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. All those who say, pray for me, Pastor. I need God. I need Jesus. Raise your hands real high. Let me see your hands. No fear. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. All of you, God bless you. In the back, let me see it real high. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. If you need to come back to Him, if you need to come back to Jesus, just raise your hand. I want to pray for you too also. You know, He wants you back. He loves you. He wants you back. Anyone else? God bless you. Anyone else? Can I please, all those who raise your hands, could you please stand up? Just stand up. They're in your seat. Stand up. Stand up. No fear. There's no reason to be ashamed. Nobody's looking at you. Everybody's praying for you. If you raise your hand, I'm going to ask you to please stand up. Stand up. I want to pray for you. All right. I'm going to ask you to come up from. Come over here. Let's pray. Let's pray together. Just leave your seat. We'll wait for you. We wait for all of you. Come over here. Come. Come to Jesus. He loves you. There's a new beginning for you. Come. Come to the Lord. Come to Jesus. Come. Come. Come.
Come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Come to the altar.
Come, come.
Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
We love you, Jesus. We love you, Lord Jesus. We love you. All of you that are up front, can you raise both of your hands and close your eyes? Never forget this moment. Never forget. This is the most important decision you have ever made. Today you're born again. Today your name is written in the book of eternal life. Pastor Dan, can you please pray with them?
Thank you, Lord. Everybody up front, just put your heart on the Lord right now. Everybody's going to join in together. Even those of you watching online that you want to give your heart to the Lord right now. Just put your heart on the Lord. I want you to say these words out loud together in faith. Say, Father God. Come on, everybody say this. Say, Father God, I come to you today in the name of Jesus. I give you all of my heart and all of my life. Please come into my heart. Be my Lord and my Savior. Forgive me of my sin. Cleanse me of my past. And give me a future with you. For I believe that Jesus Christ is your only begotten Son. That he came and died just for me. And he was raised again to life. Jesus, I'm your child. Fill me with your Spirit. Give me a future. Lead me, teach me all of my days, because from now on, I am saved. I'm born again. I'm a Christian. I'm headed for heaven, denying hell. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Can we just give the Lord a great big praise today? Hallelujah. Now listen, don't run off just yet. Don't run off just yet. We got something that I want to do. You know, when I gave my heart to the Lord, I was 15 years old. I was raised in church, and I thought I knew God. And yet, I still needed some help. I needed someone to come and encourage me, teach me some things out of the Bible, teach me how to pray, things like that. And you know, if I told you I went to the gym, right, but only went one time, and then I was like, look how buff I am, you'd be like, you're crazy. You only went one time, you think you got all that, right? You got to go again. You got to go consistently, right? What? Because there's no commitment worth anything without consistency. Today you came to church, got saved, and now you're like, hey, you need some help. You need to stay consistent and stay strong. You need to keep coming to church. You need to keep praying to your Father. You need to keep getting into the Word of God, the Bible. You need to keep fellowshipping with the saints. And so we want to help you out with that to get consistent. We want to give you a friend, okay? Nothing weird, nothing strange, all right? Don't want to hit you up for money or anything like that. Just give you something that'll help you out, a friend, okay? My friend Pastor Joel right here, he wants to talk to you about that. Take a couple minutes of your time, all right? Your friends and family that came with you, they'll wait for you, all right? So if you just make a left turn and follow Pastor Joel right this way, come on, let's give him a hand as they go. Come on, church, let's encourage our new brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. So grateful. For those of you joining us online, if you prayed that prayer with us right after we dismiss, there'll be a video that plays. That way you can get a hold of those same materials and those same connections that we have here live. We are committed to your spiritual growth as well. And if you are in the area, come and join us in person. All right? And that way you can get a hold of those same things live. Hey, Rock Church family, was that good with Pastor Frank today? Did you guys enjoy that? Pastor Frank, such a good word. Thank you for that. We need that. We need that teaching. We need that encouragement to do what God has called us to. We need those principles. And so I want to encourage you guys to apply the principle to your life today. All right? Well, you're walking out while you're in the parking lot waiting to get out. Rather than curse these guys, why don't they get out of here? You know, hey, pray to your Father in the power of the Holy Spirit. Ask him, help me, Lord. And God will lead you to pray. Amen. God is so good. Tonight, 6 o'clock. We're not done just yet, right? Remember, 1:30 in Spanish. Pastor Saida is going to bring an amazing word for all of you guys in Spanish. And then tonight, 6 p.m., Pastor Joel is going to be bringing the word. I read his notes this morning, and I am excited to sit under the word of God tonight, 6 p.m. Come on back. Bring someone with you. We're going to have a great time in the word of God tonight. Let me bless you as you go. Would you lift your hands to the Lord? And let me bless you at this time. Father, here are your people called by your name. They're blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed coming, blessed going. May everything they put their hands to, they prosper. And Lord, with a great big shout of faith about our area, we declare that the Inland Empire shall be saved.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us online. If you just gave your heart to Jesus and prayed that salvation prayer with our pastor, congratulations and welcome to the family of God. Here at The Rock, we want to get you plugged in and set up for success as you start this new walk with God. In a moment, I'd like for you to head over to our Respond to God page by clicking the link provided in the comments where you can fill out your information so we can provide you with some free materials. We have a booklet called Welcome to Your Destiny, Easy Steps to a Successful Future with God. We'd love to mail you this paper copy if you are within the continental United States. If not, don't worry about it. We have an electronic copy in PDF format that we would be happy to email you. We also have a comic book we'd love to send out for any kids that have made a decision to follow Jesus. It helps explain their new walk with Jesus in a fun and age-friendly way. We not only want to provide you with these free materials, but if you live locally, we would also like to get you connected with a friend. A spiritual personal trainer, or as we like to call them, SPTs, who can help guide you through your new relationship with God. We encourage you to connect with the local church in your area. And if you are in the Inland Empire, remember, you're always welcome here at The Rock Church. Well, it was great hearing the Word of God with you guys today. We can't wait to see you at our next service. And remember, God loves you, and so do we.